Hi everyone, and welcome to the first week of the Self-Love Adventure course about giving yourself permission. I'm really glad to have you here, and we have a lot to cover today, so I want to get started. We are, let's see, what do we have? We're going to talk about clearing our blocks and barriers that we have about allowing ourselves to even feel good about loving ourselves. So it's like we don't even have the ticket to get in the gate yet. So we're going to get that ticket today to allow ourselves to go on this adventure. We're also going to tap together with some of you as volunteers, and we're going to learn how to use the worksheets and the tapping phrase generator that is in your workbook. And we're also going to cover how to do a couple alternate tapping techniques that I like to use, especially after I've used the original phrasing, after I've used that for a while, maybe got my level down to a 5 or so, I like to use where do I feel it in my body and clearing memories. So it's going to be an action-packed class. First thing, I just really want to encourage you, if you haven't filled out the assessment or questionnaire, please do so. That serves a couple purposes. Most importantly, it gives you a very clear picture of where you are right now before you start the course, because I guarantee you, I've seen it happen in 100% of the cases that I've ever tapped on, it's a great thing, it's a great outcome, but when you start tapping on something, after you're finished, you forget how painful or how intense it was for you when you started. And that's great, that's how it's supposed to work, but it doesn't help you see the progress that you've made. And that's super motivating. It's like when you go down a dress size or something, you have a little party, you're so excited because you can see the evidence that what you're doing is successful. So when you do the tapping, if you have a clear picture of where you started, then you can look back at it and see where you've had some shifts and ahas and where the numbers have come down. So it's really motivating for you. And then secondly, I use that information without sharing names, of course. I incorporate some of the issues into our material. So I can help you specifically address some of the things that are in those questionnaires, and it helps me be more effective with you. So if you have not filled out the questionnaire, please do so. If you haven't, I have read them all. They're awesome. And I'm so excited that each of you is in this course. It's perfect. It's a perfect fit for everyone so far that I've read. And then I just want to explain about the recording. I am recording these calls. So you are free to volunteer to talk, to not to talk if you want. I am going to be recording them. They will be used as a downloadable course in the future, meaning that other people will be listening to these. It's not going to be, you know, out on the public domain. It will be for purchase. But if you are nervous, I'm not going to name, you know, use last names. I don't have to use your first name. I can use a fake name if you want. I don't have to use identifying factors. But if you are concerned about anything that you say on this course being ever heard by anyone, just please know this is being recorded. So you can, if you want to type it in on the recording question and answer instead of using it, talking on the phone, that's okay too. If you want to email me separately, that's okay too. I've never had anyone, and I've either been attending or using this type of material for years now. I've never had this be an issue, but I just want to make sure that you're comfortable with that. So that's how the recordings work, and that's what we're going to cover today. So let's get started. But first, let me just ask if there's any questions. Let me go back to my control panel. If you have a question and you're on the phone, you can hit *2, and that will raise your hand, and I know to call on you. If you are listening to the streaming, you can type it in on the little box. And I don't see any questions typed in the little box on the page. Now, if you're listening to the recording, I will not see the questions in the little box. So what you can do is email them to me, or you can actually go to the next week's streaming link and enter them in that box. And then when we get to the next week, I will see them when we go to that, when we record next week's course, if that makes sense. So with all of that being said, let's talk a little bit about this ticket we have to give ourselves permission to go along this path. So a lot of people, in fact, I'm assuming all of us, we're raised to believe that we should help other people. That is what a good person does. It helps other people. And I'm not here to change that. I'm not here to change you. I think that's wonderful. I would not be in this profession if I did not love helping other people. So feel great about that. It's not something we want to fix. We don't want you to stop helping other people. But when it gets to the point where you help other people at your expense too often, I'm not even saying that you can't do it once in a while. Sometimes we do sacrifice ourselves to help someone else. I mean, most of raising children is a sacrifice from the moment you start. Now, there's rewards involved in helping other people, in focusing on other people. It makes us feel good, okay? So, like, raising children, you're sacrificing so much time, money, energy into help raising these children, but it feels great. You have so much fun with them. They're hilarious. It's sweet. There's a lot of rewards to it. So sacrifice is not always a bad thing. And oftentimes it's a very good thing. But it's when you don't have, when it's completely out of balance or when you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And the wrong reasons would be when you're doing it because you want someone else to like you over and over again. Again, I'm talking about in excess. Or you feel like that's the only way people will like you is if you continually give, and if you at any time don't give at the level they're expecting that they're going to walk away from you. So if you're doing it to get something back from the person in the form of approval, love, compliments, praise, and at excess, then it is an issue for you, okay? Because then what you're doing is you're saying, this life that I've been given wasn't worth anything. That whoever gave me this life, whatever your belief system is, however I got it, I disagree with the person who gave it to me or made this possible, and I'm going to not use it to my best of my ability, but I'm going to put all my energy into other people's lives because this one isn't worth it. So what I would love for you to be able to recognize is that you can switch that around and say, I love helping other people. I love doing nice things for people. That is great. And I also love helping myself. And I love making the most of all of my gifts and talents and helping the world on a larger scale than just, you know, maybe giving to one person here and there. And this comes up a lot with grown children, well all children, really. This is a big one. Spouses, family members, it's often related in those issues. So really acknowledging that your life is special and their life is special and that you both have the responsibility of developing your life as much as you can at the level that you enjoy. I'm not trying to say, oh, well, you should all be CEOs of huge companies and run, you know, huge, you know, nonprofit organizations. I'm not saying that that's the best life that you can live. I'm just saying for you and for what you're designed for, that you really embrace it and put the amount of energy that it deserves as a special life here on Earth. So when we talk about giving ourselves permission to really love ourselves, if we think of it that way, of not saying I'm better than anyone else or I deserve more than anyone else, but I deserve equally as everyone else. And that sometimes is a little easier for people to take, that it's equal, not superior, and it just makes it a little bit like, okay, I can do equal. Equal's okay. That's within my belief system that equality is okay. And I'm guessing that on a logical level, you really do understand that you have an equal right and equal ability, and people aren't more special than you are. They're just different than you are. And so what we want to do with the tapping is really get that to sink in into our energetic system and into our emotions so that we can act from that place of doing what's best for everyone involved, which part of everyone is you. So I hope that makes sense. So what I would love to do is talk about the worksheets in the workbook and how we're going to use those so that during the course, you know, we're all going to do our homework each day and tap on the issues that come up that we learn about today, and I'm going to show you how to find out what issues come up. And then you're going to fill out the worksheet and you're with your issues and your emotions, and you're going to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, and then you're going to use the phrase generator so that you can say the exact sentences that you need to say for your issues. And once we understand that, then I'm going to go back and we're going to take some volunteers to pick one of their issues, one of their highest rated issues, their most intense level, and we're going to do some tapping. And we'll model it first with a simple form of tapping, and then I will do some of the more free-form tapping that you heard me do on the webinar and maybe you've experienced with other practitioners. So that's going to be our progress through the workbook. So I'm hoping that everyone has the workbook number one, Giving Yourself Permission, Chapter 1. And you also should have had the introduction workbook. And that has some more information on tapping. It has a specific recipe for tapping. It also has a list of negative and positive emotions. And this is very handy for a lot of people because outside of about 10 emotions that most of us can name off the top of our head, we start to forget what other emotions are or how to label them. So when I ask you, how are you feeling, you end up using the same 3 or 4 every single time, and you realize there's some nuances and subtleties to emotions that maybe more resonate with how you're actually feeling instead of grouping them together into the large, angry, sad, guilty, embarrassed emotions. So there's a lot of range of emotions, and if you want to refer to the introduction chapter, you will see, I think it's the last few pages in that chapter, you'll see the negative and positive emotions if you get stuck. So let's go to the first chapter, the Giving Yourself Permission workbook, and I want to walk you through using the workbook because the chapters are all going to be set up very similarly. And you're going to use the same type of worksheet for each module. So it's really important that you understand how to use them now so that it makes sense going forward. So what you're going to do each time is I'm going to have you say some sentences out loud. And each week it's going to be a little bit different. This week we're going to experiment with the sentences around I love myself, I accept myself, I am lovable, I deserve to love myself, sentences like that. And then what you're going to do is, as you say them out loud, and it is important to say them out loud instead of just thinking them, there's something that happens when you use your voice that gives it more power. So you're going to say them out loud, and as you're saying them, you're going to feel what kind of feelings does that bring up for me? Does it sound silly? Like, that's a common one. It feels kind of silly to say that. I love myself. That just sounds weird. Who would say that? That's just a silly thing to say. So silly, okay, I know that's not really an emotion, but if that's how you feel, if you feel silly, then you could write that down as one of your emotions. It could make you feel embarrassed. It can make you feel guilty because you feel like, well, I should be loving other people first. It can make you feel hopeless because you just feel so far away from ever loving yourself. So it can make you feel sad. And if you go back to those emotions, on the negative emotions, you probably could pick out quite a few that relate to how you might feel. So you're going to say these sentences out loud, and I'm just going to – the instructions are all in the workbook, step by step. If you just follow them exactly one after another, it will work. And I've had this experience, used this type of workbook before in other classes, and people have told me that when they first start, it seems confusing, but if they just do step one, and then they do step two, and they don't worry about the whole big picture, they just go step by step by step, at the end, it all makes sense. So if at any point this gets confusing to you, just realize the instructions are in the workbook. They've been used multiple times by many people and fine-tuned so that they make sense and that you can follow them. And for a lot of people, it's easier to have these printed out. I personally like to type in my answers, so I like to do it on the computer. But if you want to print it out and write in your answers, that works too. So you're going to say these words out loud, and I gave you some examples in your first instruction. I love myself. I accept all of me. I'm lovable. I deserve to love myself completely. You could also write in another sentence that maybe brings issues up for you. If it's a certain phrasing of this type of sentence that is more of a trigger for you, then you could write that in there. So you say those words out loud, and then you go to table 1A, the emotions that come up for me when I say I love myself, or whatever sentences you choose to use. And then you just write them down, just one after another. If you need to print out more than one, I don't think you should need to print out more than one page, but if you do, you can. You just write them down. That's all. Just write down as many as you want. And look at that list of negative emotions, and if one is like, oh, yeah, that's true, I feel that way, write it down. And you may need to say the sentence, well, you will need to say the sentence probably multiple times to really tune into how you're feeling. And this is important because it's the emotions are the form of energy that keeps us blocked. And until we can, the first step is becoming aware of the emotions that we have. And you may, by looking at your list of emotions, realize, you know what, I didn't even know that I felt that way. But now that I think about it and I really tune into it, I notice I do feel that way. So you write that down. So the first step, very simple, just writing down in a list all the negative emotions that you feel when you say this. Now, there can be positive emotions, but guess what? We don't need to clear those. So we're not gonna focus on those, but it's great if you feel positive emotions. I'm hoping you have at least a few. So we don't need to focus on those. We're only going to work on what we need to tap on. And just to address one quick question that I get all the time, I don't think it came up previously, is focusing on the negative. A lot of people think that by naming all these negative emotions that we're focusing on the negative and that they feel like positive affirmations are the way to go. And I would agree that positive affirmations are awesome. However, when you're full of negative emotions, those positive affirmations don't have anywhere to sink into. Okay, it's just like it's a full container full of negativity, and you can throw positive things at it all day, and they're just going to bounce off. So when you can clear the negative, you make space, and you make all kinds of lovely room for those positive affirmations to sink in and to fill you up and be part of you, instead of just glancing off the top and maybe making you feel better for 5 seconds as you say them. So that's what we're doing when we're clearing the negative. So you're going to write down all your emotions. And then after you've written them down, and maybe just for today, since we're doing this together, if you could just write down three, okay? Just to write down three emotions that immediately come to mind when you say these sentences out loud. And then for your homework, you can go back and make a more comprehensive list. So you've written down, we'll say, your three today. And then in the next column, you see I have a bunch of columns that say 0 to 10. And this is where you're going to rate the intensity of that emotion. How strongly do you feel that emotion when you say the sentence? So you're probably going to be saying these sentences out loud quite a few times. Okay, so say you have sadness down there. So you say, I love myself. Oh, it just makes me so sad. Okay, how sad does it make you on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 would mean not at all sad, none sad. 10 would mean I am sobbing. This is so sad and pathetic. It just tears me up inside when I think about how sad it makes me to say I love myself because I can't love myself. And I feel so far away from that. Hopeless would be another despondent, things like those kind of words. So you would write down the number and you would go through and write down the number for each, in that first column, for each emotion that you wrote down, okay? So you're going to do it all at one time. You wrote all the emotions down at one time. You're going column by column, and then the next time you're going to rate them all. And you're just going to get a picture of how intense each of these emotions are. And sometimes an emotion may be stronger than you think it should be or not as strong as you think it would be, and that's fine. You want to go with your gut instinct, with whatever number pops into your head first, even if it doesn't make logical sense. And you thought, really? I thought I would be more embarrassed than sad. But now that I did this, I realize I'm actually far more sad than I am embarrassed. That's great. The great information to get, okay, because our logical mind gets in the way of a lot of clearing. So as long as you can stick with your gut instinct, then you will get a more accurate picture of what's really going on energetically with you. So you've done your first column of emotions, and then you have your level of intensity. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go to the phrase generator, and this is table 1B. And you're going to pick from your list of emotions the number one most intense emotion that you identified. So whatever is it, a 10, or if you don't have 10s, a 9, whatever is the highest number. And I like to just circle them or highlight them if I'm on the computer. Circle the ones that are the highest. You may have multiple emotions that are the highest, and if that's the case, just pick whichever one you want to pick. It doesn't matter at that point. You just pick, oh, there are 3 10s, I'm just going to pick one of them. And you just pick one. Because we're going to go back and we're going to go through many of these emotions with the same process. So it doesn't really matter which one you pick first, as long as you're starting with the highest ones. So you go through and you pick your one or two or three most highest. You circle your number 10s. And then you pick one of those. You take the name of the emotion and you write that in your first line on your phrase generator. So even though I feel blank. And you would write in your name there. Now, if you're using the Word version, the .doc version, you can actually type this right into your document. If you're using a PDF version, you cannot. So that's why I like the Word version. I actually went to some pains to be able to allow people to type right into it without overwriting anything. So I, just because I like to do it. So if you're using a Word version, that makes it you able to type it in. So you have your first line, even though I feel, we're using the example of sadness, when I say, and then you write in the sentence that you said. And if it's, I love myself, you write in that. If it's, I accept all of me, you write in that. Whatever sentence it was that you were saying that brings up these emotions for you. And you just write in all of those sentences. We're just going to actually stick with one, but you're eventually going to write in all the different emotions. So you're going to pick your first one. We're doing sadness. Even though I feel sadness, when I say I love myself, then you have your ending sentence, second half of your setup statement, which is I completely and deeply love and accept myself. Now, if any of this tapping setup statement is confusing, remember, you have your tapping resources in the introduction chapter. I don't really want to take, we have a lot to go over today, so I'm not really going to go over the whole mechanics of the setup of EFT because you have, we talked about that before, and you have all your resources, and there's a video you can watch, and there's different things you can. So this is confusing if you're like, oh, wait, I forget what EFT is, I forget how to do it, then you can still use the, you can go back and refer to that, and then you can come back to this worksheet. So then you're going to do your tapping, and that's your setup phrase. Even though I feel sadness when I say da-da-da-da-da, I completely and deeply love and accept myself. Now, if you need to change that second half of your sentence to something else because it's, I know I've had some clients who can't say I completely and deeply love and accept myself. They literally can't say those words. So if you need to change that part of your sentence, go for it. Change it to something else. Change it to I'm open to loving and accepting myself, or maybe one day I will love and accept myself, if that makes it possible for you to say. Now, if you can say it but it just feels really, really weird, go ahead and say it anyway. But some people literally, they start crying. They can't say the words. So if that's you, that's fine. You just need to back away from it a little bit. Of I completely and deeply love and accept myself. So then you're going to do the tapping. So you'd be tapping on the side of your hand, even though I feel this sadness when I say I love myself, I completely and deeply love and accept myself. Now, I know that sounds a little weird because you're kind of saying I love myself twice, but that's okay. The structure still works. We're going to keep with the main EFT structure. So even though I feel sadness when I say I accept all of me, I completely and deeply love and accept myself. So you say that your 3 times, and then you tap through the sequence, and that's the 8 points on your body. You start with your eyebrow. I love and accept, or this sadness. I'm sorry, your reminder phrase is this sadness, your name of your emotion. So what you wrote in that first column on your phrase generator, that is the word you're going to use to tap on all of the tapping points. So you start with your eyebrow, this sadness. Side of your eye, the sadness, under your eye, the sadness, under your nose, the sadness, under your chin, the sadness, collarbone, the sadness, under your arm, the sadness, top of your head, the sadness. Let me take a deep breath. and that's one round. Now, generally, I recommend continuing to tap through the 8 points. I usually like to do it about 3 times in a row before I take my deep breath, because I don't think you need to start over after every single one sequence. So I like to do about 3 sequences and then take the deep breath. Then I say my sentence out loud. I feel sad when I say I love myself, and then I re-rate the number. So you have the ratings up in your second column on your table 1A. You had your emotion of sadness, then you had your rating next to it. Then you use the next column, which will be the third column, to give it a new number. And you see where you are now. And what I like to do is actually just keep tapping until I get it down to a 2 or a 3. To stay working on the one emotion over and over and over and over again until I get it down to about a 2. Then I like to go through and re-rate all of the emotions at one time. And what's really cool about that is you'll see that a lot of them changed. A lot of them will decrease in intensity. So if you want to use the columns to just write down your number after every single tapping, you can. Or you can just keep tapping until it's down to a 2, and then re-rate them all at once. It's up to you. Whatever works, whatever type of structure works best for you. And that will, so then when you, after you re-rate them all the second time, once you've got your first emotion down to a 2, then you do still need to re-rate them all, and then you want to pick the one that's highest, the next emotion that's now the highest. And it could change all of the order around. It could just throw everything into topsy-turvy land, or they could all just come down the equal amounts. It doesn't, everyone's different. So you just want to pick the next highest emotion and then do the same exact process. Take that emotion, write it into your phrase generator, do your setup statement, tapping on the side of your hand, go through the sequence three or so times, take a deep breath, see what your number is. Do it again until you get it down to a 2 or a 3. And when you have that second emotion down to a 2 or 3, you go back to the table 1A, you rate all of your emotions again in the next column, and pick the next highest. And see, it's just very, very methodical. That's all we're doing. We're just going, picking one and working it down, picking the next one, working it down, picking the next one. And the great thing about this is because the number one problem that people say they have with tapping is they don't know what to say. And this will help you keep very focused on exactly what to say, exactly how to say it, and in what order to say it. So this is going to be your homework, is to go through this process with these types of sentences to clear your emotional blocks to being able to love yourself. Okay, this doesn't mean that you now love yourself. It's just that you now think it's okay to love yourself. Then we can go along with the rest of the program, and you have that energy, you have that freedom to move along through that adventure. So does that make sense? Do we have any questions? I'm going to come back to my dashboard here. If you have any questions, do *2. And if you are using the streaming, you can type it in the box, and I will read it. And if not, okay, well, question, where can I find the tables that you mentioned? Claudia, if you mean the tables, the table 1A and table 1B, that is in the workbook chapter for this chapter 1, giving yourself permission, and that is on the membership site. If you don't have access to the membership site, everyone should have gotten membership login credentials with a username and password, and then that will give you access. I will post the recordings there. I'll post each of the workbook chapters there, and at the end I'll give you a full-length workbook so you have it all in one spot. If you did not see that, I know we had at least one person not see it. I had to resend it. So if you did not get your login for that, let me know, and I will resend you your login credentials. Do we have any other questions? Let's see. No more on the no star twos. Okay. Great. So now what I'd like to do is do some tapping. So who do we have that wants to volunteer to be the live tapper for one of their issues about how they feel when they consider loving themselves. If you would raise your hand, you can do star 2, and I will tap along with you. No, waiting for people to hit star 2. I'm going to call on somebody. I know some of you. If you don't raise your hand, I am going to call on. Oh, we have a star 2. Okay, hold on. Is this Donna?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Thank you for volunteering. I was actually, I want to get in at least a couple people, and it looks like Heather's on the line as well. So, Heather, you're next. So, Donna, let's talk about what you wrote down. What were some emotions that you wrote down when you think about the concept and the possibility of loving yourself?
Well, the first one, I felt like disbelief or shock.
Okay.
I felt embarrassed.
Embarrassed, okay.
Unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I got.
Okay. So which of those, so we have disbelief or shock, I'm going to just actually write this into my, embarrassed and unworthy. Okay. I'm sure other people can relate to that. Which of those do you think are was the highest intensity for you?
Well, I feel like unworthy and shock is about the same, about 9.
Okay. Okay. And what was embarrassed at?
It's about a 7.
A 7. Okay, so it's still pretty high. Okay.
Yeah.
So those are the 3. Now, for your homework, I would definitely recommend looking over the list of negative emotions and see if anything else. Now, it doesn't have to. You know, you're certainly entitled to have exactly 3 emotions. That's fine, but if you have more, then that would be a good place to.
Yeah, I couldn't log in for some reason to get all that, so I came up with.
Oh, okay, did you get the second email I sent you with the login credentials?
I did, but I tried to log in and the password didn't work.
Okay, I will check into that. I had somebody else with a weird login issue too, so I'll have to see. It works every time for me. It's so frustrating when you're trying to fix something and you can't get it to. Yeah. No, you're not the only one, so it's not you. Okay, so which of those 2 then do you feel that you want to work on? The unworthy and the shock, since they're both a 9. Which one do you want to pick?
I work on shock.
Okay. So shock. Okay.
Believe. I mean, they're kind of the same, like I can't believe it, I'm in shock, you know, to even think about myself that way.
Okay. It's just shocking. To think that you could love yourself. Like that just sounds so crazy and so out there.
Yeah, right.
Okay, great. Okay, so we have a good idea. So Donna would have written down in her table 1A, her first in rows 1, 2, and 3 under emotions, disbelief and shock, embarrassed is number 2, unworthy is number 3. And then in her column next to that, she would write down her numbers, which she told us were 9, a 7, and a 9. So this is a great place to start. We're going to start with the shock, because that's the one she picked. It. She would have circled both of her 9s and then just picked 1. And so she picked shock. So then what she would do if she were doing this on her own is she'd go down to her table 1B, and she would write in the first row, even though I feel shock, when I say, and now what phrase are you using when you say that?
I can say deeply and completely loving except myself.
Okay, and that will be the second half. And then what phrase are you using to get your emotions, to trigger your emotions?
You know, I don't remember. What phrases do I have? I don't remember.
I love myself. I completely accept all of me. I am lovable. I deserve to love myself completely. Those were some of the suggestions.
I think it's deserve. I deserve to love myself completely. I think that's it.
Okay, so that's what you said. So then she would write in, I deserve to love myself completely in the next blank on the first row. I'm going to write that in for you on mine. Okay, so now we're going to tap through this, Donna. So now I know you know all the tapping points, but I'm going to still go ahead and name them before each tapping, just so that those of us who are newer to it will can follow along. So tapping on the karate chop point on the side of your hand, we're going to say the setup phrase three times, and then you're just going to repeat after me. So even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself anyway.
I completely love and accept myself anyway.
Good. I'm going to say it twice more. Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
I completely love and accept myself anyway.
I completely love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
I completely love and accept myself anyway.
I completely love and accept myself anyway.
Okay, great. So now we're going to tap through the sequence, and I'm going to model just the very simple, basic version of EFT for those of you who are going to use this on your own, and then we're going to go back and do a more freeform round, just because that's the next, you know, a more advanced level that I can lead you through. So tapping through the points, starting with your eyebrow point, which is going to be skin and hair at the start of your eyebrow. This shock.
This shock.
Outside of your eye, on the corner of your eye, on the eye bone, this shock.
This shock.
Under your eye, on the eye bone, directly below your pupil, this shock.
This shock.
Under your nose, between your lip and your nose, this shock.
This shock.
Chin and the crease of your chin. This shock.
This shock.
Collarbone, about an inch down and an inch over from the V notch in the middle of your throat. This shock.
This shock.
Side of your arm where your bra strap is. This shock.
This shock.
Top of your head. This shock.
This shock.
Okay, now take a deep breath. Okay, now normally, I recommend keeping moving through those points, just saying this shock, this shock, this shock, over and over and over again, at least three times through. So going from eyebrow all the way through to the top of your head three times in a row, and then taking a deep breath. But just to make sure that we have the model very consistent, I'm going to stop after the first sequence and just ask you to re-rate your number. I mean, we barely did any tapping, so I'm not expecting it to change, but this is the process that you would go through. So I want to keep the process complete. So when you say, I feel shocked to say I deserve to love myself, what is your intensity level?
It's probably about an 8.5. I think it's gone down a little bit.
A little wee bit. Okay, good. So you're a little wee bit, just talking about it, getting it, acknowledging it, just brings down the intensity a little bit. Okay, so you're down to 8.5. Now, if you want, if you're the type of person that wants to write down the number after each round, you could use your next columns on your table 1A to do that. Or if you just want to say, okay, I'm an 8.5 now, I'm just going to keep going down until I'm a 2, then you can just not write it down. So let's do another round, and we'll do a little bit more with some more words, a little more stream of consciousness. But we're going to start with the same setup phrase, saying it three times, tapping on the side of your hand. Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself anyway.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
Even though I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself.
Even though I feel so shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
Even though I feel so shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself anyway.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself anyway.
Okay, so tapping through the points, starting with your eyebrow, this shock.
This shock.
Side of your eye, just feels so weird.
It just feels so weird.
Under your eye, I just can't believe it will ever happen.
I just can't believe it will ever happen.
Under your nose, I've lived my whole life feeling this way.
I've lived my whole life feeling this way.
Chin, I know it's a good idea. I just can't imagine it.
I know it's a good idea. I just can't imagine it.
Collarbone, it just feels really bizarre.
It just feels really bizarre.
Under your arm, it's shocking.
It's shocking.
Top of your head, I just can't believe it.
I just can't believe it.
Eyebrow, I really want to believe it.
I really want to believe it.
Side of your eye, but it just feels so far away.
It just feels so far away.
Under your eye, just feels so weird.
It just feels so weird.
Under your nose, and that's completely normal.
And that's completely normal.
Chin, of course it feels strange.
Of course it feels strange.
Collarbone, I've never felt that way before.
I've never felt that way before.
Under your arm, it's like if you told me I could fly.
Like if you told me I could fly.
Top of your head, that would just be bizarre.
That would just be bizarre.
Eyebrow, because I've never been able to fly.
Because I've never been able to fly.
Side of your eye, and I've never been able to love myself.
And I've never been able to love myself.
Under your eye, so it just feels very strange to me.
It just feels very strange to me.
Under your nose, and I completely acknowledge the strangeness.
And I completely acknowledge the strangeness.
Chin, and I acknowledge that it's going to feel strange maybe through this process.
And I acknowledge it might feel strange through this process.
Collarbone, but I can accept strange.
But I can accept strange.
Under your arm, I'm willing to feel the strangeness.
I'm willing to feel the strangeness.
Top of your head, after all, this is an adventure.
After all, this is an adventure.
Eyebrow, it's into new territory.
It's into new territory.
Side of your eye, and things are going to feel weird.
And things are going to feel weird.
Under your eye, it's not what I'm used to.
Not what I'm used to.
Under your nose, and that's perfectly fine.
And that's perfectly fine.
Chin, in fact, it can be interesting.
In fact, it can be interesting.
Collarbone, huh, is that what this feels like?
Huh, is that what this feels like?
Side of, under your arm, and it may be completely different than I ever thought it would be.
And it may be completely different than I ever thought it would be.
Top of your head, and that's okay, too.
And that's okay, too.
Eyebrow, I'm open to whatever, wherever I end up with this adventure.
I'm open up to wherever I end up with this adventure.
Side of your eye. I'm open to finding out what self-love means for me.
I'm open to finding out what self-love means for me.
Under your eye, no matter how weird or strange it feels.
No matter how weird or strange it feels.
Okay, take a deep breath. And say out loud, I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
Okay, what's the intensity of that?
I feel like it's back up to a 9.
Okay, it got more intense. And why do you think that was? What was there specific sentences that that?
No,
made you...
I think what came up is, if I go on this journey, I'll be selfish.
Okay, so the selfish...
That's the thought that came through my head as we were tapping.
Okay, so I'm going to write down selfish, okay? And I want you to focus back in on the shock of it,
okay.
That really shocked feeling. And not about the implications of it, but about the shock and the disbelief that it could ever happen. Is that still a 9?
Oh, no, I guess it's not. It's probably maybe a 7.
7, okay, good. And that's great. I'm glad that happened, because that is like 99% common. I mean, that happened. I mean, it's 100% common. That happens all the time. We feel like something got more intense, and usually what happens is we switch directions and we don't even really realize it, because it all still feels the same. It's all in the same general direction, but we've gone off on a little tiny side path and we don't even really know it yet. And so it's bringing up different emotions, and those feel more intense. So what's important is to stick with the first one that you're talking, that you're tapping on, and get that one down. And if you identify new emotions, like Donna just did, write those down. Okay, so you don't forget them, but then stay with your initial emotion. Okay, so that's good. You couldn't have choreographed that better. So let's keep focusing on the shock. Okay, so now, so say out loud, I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
I feel shocked when I say I deserve to love myself.
Okay, and that's a 7?
Well, actually, it feels more like maybe it's come down even a little bit just talking about what you just said, like down to a 6.
Okay, okay.
Just
and
like
that
clarifying
is also,
that, I think.
Yeah. And that's also another good point is that, and I have one client, and actually I think she's on the call, who she processes things a little, she's on delay. So we can do tapping, and then 3 minutes later, even though we stopped tapping, it will come down even further, even though we've stopped the tapping. So it just takes a little while for her to integrate it. So and that's normal. I don't normally see it exactly like that, but it is normal for it to keep working. But she has a delayed it's like a 8 second delay in radio. She's got like a 5 minute delay in tapping. So that also could be happening too as well, Donna. It could be integrating more, so you could be dropping just with integration. So we're gonna keep with the shock. Now, right when you get down to 5 or 6, and this is also perfect that you're leading me right where I want to go. When it gets down to 5 or 6, I like to do the technique called Where Do You Feel It in Your Body. And that is also in your workbook. There's a whole step-by-step instruction on how to do it. And I'm going to lead Donna through it so that you guys can understand how exactly that works. And then I'm going to bring on one more volunteer. So, but this is perfect. We're going to do this new technique. And I don't think, looking at the time, at this time always flies. I don't know how. We're going to have time to do clearing memories, but that's okay because I don't think it's, I think it's going to be more applicable next week than it is this week anyway. So, if you want to review how to do clear memories, go ahead and review it in the workbook in Chapter 1, but we'll cover it next week. So when I say, where do you feel it in your body, it's very strange. This is a very strange question, and I've asked this a number of times in person. And it's really funny to me because I'll say, okay, so you have this shock. Where do you feel it in your body? And some of them are like, what? That's a weird question. But they can always give me an answer. I've never not. 100% of the time, they can give me an answer of where they feel kind of like some form of energy or tightness or heaviness or pressure or heat or something in their body when they think of this emotion or when they tune into this emotion. So I have a series of questions in the worksheet there that you can ask yourself. And this just the more questions you ask, the more tuned in you can get. So Donna, when you think of this shock, of deserving to love yourself, where do you feel that in your body?
I feel it in the back of my left shoulder, and it kind of feels like I can feel it all the way to the front.
Okay, so is it going through the middle of your body or coming up over your shoulder?
It's like coming from the back of the shoulder to the front, straight
like
in.
Straight in, okay.
Right.
And what does it feel like? Is it, and I give some examples here, is it a pressure, a tension, a heaviness, a burning, a stabbing? How would you describe it?
I would call it kind of like a stabbing heaviness. It feels like it's winding, like it's twisting, kind of like a
mm-hmm. Like winding up, kind of
yeah.
Pulling.
Winding up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's real tight,
okay.
Like it's tightening up. Like it's tightening.
Yeah.
Up.
Okay. And what color is it?
I'm getting black.
Black. Okay. I know Donna's going to do a good job with this because she actually introduced this to me about 15 years ago. So she's very good. She's very good at this. And how big is it?
It's as big as a knife. Like a
knife.
A,
okay.
Yeah. Like a. Large knife, not like a little paring knife.
Okay, a large knife.
Almost
and
like a knife
in
my back.
And is it, yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. And but it's also twisting and
yeah,
winding.
But it is,
yeah. Okay, and so the shape of it is then it's like the shape of a knife?
I would just call it, I don't like see really like a handle or anything like that. It's more like a cylindrical.
Okay.
Winding up, yeah. But it does feel sharp.
But it's still pointy. Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's okay. So I have more questions on here, but you've given me enough answers that I don't think we need to define it even further. But there are other questions that you can ask yourself about this to really tune into it. But I feel like you're pretty tuned into it. So then, how you say the phrase, the tapping phrase, is even though I feel this, and then we would describe it. So this black, twisting, stabbing, knife-shaped heaviness or cylindrical heaviness, however you want to describe it, and I'll lead Donna through it, but just how, for your purposes, however you want to describe it, in my left shoulder through to the front, I completely and deeply love and accept myself anyway. And there's the example on the page in the workbook, exactly how to fill in the blanks with that if you need to do this body technique. Now, this is, let me say when to use the body technique. When you're down around a five and you've done more than a couple of rounds of basic tapping, okay, so if you went from a nine to a five on one round, then keep doing your basic tapping. But Donna went from a nine to an eight to a six, so we've done a couple of rounds and now we're at six, plus I wanted to introduce this. Truthfully, I could do another round of basic, but this is such a perfect opportunity to introduce it that this is a good place to try it now. But if we'd just done one round of tapping and she came down a lot, I would still do another round of basic tapping. So let's go through your tapping, Donna. So even though I feel this shock of, or I feel this knife, okay, how did we say it? This black cylindrical stabbing heaviness in my left shoulder of shock. You got all that?
I'm trying. Even though I have this black cylindrical heaviness, twistiness, shock in my back or my shoulder, left shoulder.
I completely. Yep. Okay. And we'll get different pieces each time we talk about it. That's okay. Fine. I completely and deeply love and accept myself anyway.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself anyway.
Even though this shock feels like a black cylindrical stabbing, twisting knife in my left shoulder.
Even though this shock feels like a stabbing, cylindrical, twisting knife in my black in my left shoulder.
I completely love and accept myself anyway.
I completely love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel this stabbing, twisting shock in my left shoulder, I completely love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel this stabbing, twisting, black shock in my left shoulder, I completely love and accept myself anyway.
Okay, great. So now we're going to tap through the points, starting with your eyebrow. This knife in my left shoulder.
This knife in my back, in my left shoulder.
Side of your eye, this stabbing, twisting shock.
This stabbing, twisting shock.
Under your eye. This shock about not being able to love myself.
This shock about not being able to love myself.
Under your nose. This stabbing, twisting heaviness.
This stabbing, twisting heaviness.
On your chin. This black cylindrical knife in my left shoulder.
This black cylindrical knife in my left shoulder.
Collarbone. This shock in my left shoulder.
This shock in my left shoulder.
Under your arm, this black shock right there in my left shoulder.
This black shock right there in my left shoulder.
Top of your head. I can feel my shock right there.
I can feel my shock right there.
Eyebrow. And I understand that it's a big part of me.
And I understand it's a big part of me.
Side of your eye. I've been carrying around this non-self-love for a long time.
I've been carrying around this non-self-love for a long time.
Under your eye. And if I change things, then who does that make me?
If I change things, who does that make me?
Under your nose. Does this mess with my identity?
Does this mess with my identity?
Chin. If someone doesn't love herself?
Someone who doesn't love herself?
Collarbone. That would be shocking to mess with my identity.
That would be shocking to mess with my identity.
Under your arm. It would be like stabbing myself in the back.
It would be like stabbing myself in the back.
Top of your head. Can I forgive myself for this?
Can I forgive myself for this?
Eyebrow. Is this a betrayal of who I am?
Is this a betrayal of who I am?
Side of your eye. Is this changing what I think of myself for all these years?
Is this changing what I think of myself for all these years?
Under your eye. Maybe it's more serious than I thought.
Maybe it's more serious than I thought.
Under your nose. Maybe this is a pretty big deal for me.
Maybe this is a crazy deal for me.
On your chin. Maybe this deserves a lot of attention.
Maybe this does deserve a lot of attention.
Collarbone. Maybe I need to reassure myself that I'm not changing who I am.
Maybe I need to reassure myself that I'm not changing who I am.
Under your arm. In fact, I'm just trying to bring to light all of me.
I'm just trying to bring to life all of me.
Top of your head. I'm trying to be more of who I am.
I'm trying to be more of who I am.
Eyebrow. I am embracing everything that is me.
I am embracing everything that is me.
Side of your eye, including this shock.
Including this shock.
Under your eye, including this knife in my back.
Including this knife in my back.
Under your nose, I'm accepting that as part of me.
I'm accepting that as part of me.
Chin, and I understand why I have it.
I understand why I have it.
Collarbone, and I can carry this knife for as long as I need to.
And I can carry this knife as long as I need to.
Under your arm. And if I decide to put it down for a while, I can always pick it right back up.
And if I decide to put it down for a while, I can always pick it back up.
Top of your head. This knife is always there for me.
This knife is always there for me.
Eyebrow. And I appreciate its job.
And I appreciate its job.
Side of your eye. I appreciate how much it's alerting me to what I'm doing here.
I appreciate how much it's alerting me to what I'm doing here.
Side of your, under your eye, and I appreciate its importance.
I appreciate its importance.
Under your nose. So I embrace this stabbing, black, twisting knife in my back.
So I embrace this stabbing, black, twisting knife in my back.
Chin, and I know it's there for a reason.
I know it's there for a reason.
Collarbone, and I give it all the space it needs.
I give it all the space it needs.
Under your arm, and I ask for its partnership.
And I, what was that again?
I ask for its partnership.
I ask for its partnership.
Top of your head. To be all of who I am.
To be all of who I am.
Including this twisting, stabbing, black knife in my left shoulder.
Including this twisting, stabbing, black knife in my left shoulder.
Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, now I want you to say again, I feel shock about loving all of my, deserving to love all of me.
I feel shocked about deserving to love all of me.
Okay, and what's your number now?
It's about a 3.
Great. Wow, that's great. Okay, so we're going to write that down, that 3. And so does it feel, how does that knife feel, by the way? What's that feel like?
Knife, it doesn't feel as sharp. It feels like the cylinder that was so black is more like gray, and it's like widened up. It's wider.
Okay. Okay, so that's
like,
normal.
Like it's getting bigger, but it's not as dark.
Okay, so it's changing, and that's great. That means that you've released some of the energy there, and it's changing shape, and it can move and go different places and just be a completely different thing. And what you want to do with tapping on the where you feel it in the body is to keep just go with it wherever it goes. So if it changes into a gray, flatter thing, then your next round of the tapping would be, even though I have this gray, flat knife or whatever you want to call it, if it's still a knife, in my left shoulder. Or it could have moved to your right shoulder. It could have like become more shallow. Whatever happens to it, that's what your next round of tapping is going to be. So Donna, I would actually recommend that you just do one more short round on the where I feel it in my body technique on this shock. And I think even though a lot of times I'm happy with a three, I feel like just maybe one more short round would be best. And then you could go on to your next emotion. So just out of curiosity, and I do want to take one more caller. So go ahead and say out loud, I'm going to look at your other words. I feel embarrassed when I say I love myself.
I feel embarrassed when I say I love myself.
And what's your number on that?
That's down to about a two.
Yeah, great. So that was a seven when we started. Now it's down to a two. I feel unworthy when I say I love myself.
I feel unworthy when I say I love myself. That one's still up there. That one still feels about a nine, believe it or not, yeah.
Okay. No, I do believe it because we didn't really...
It feels like it's connected to... If I could do this other round, I feel like it's ready to come down, but...
Okay, and we didn't really do any... All of the words that we used for the tapping so far weren't really connected to being worthy or unworthy, so I'm not surprised. I could see the embarrassed being related, but I'm not surprised the unworthy. And then, so then what Donna would do is... So remember that at that one point she felt selfish, and so I wrote that down. So then I would have her... Then on her next round, now that she's down to low enough to go on to another emotion, is also rate in selfish and see what that number is. And then of the remaining emotions, pick the one that's highest. So it probably would be unworthy.
Yeah,
that she
I think
would
it
pick.
Is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and then if anything comes up while she's tapping unworthy, you would just write it down and you keep tapping on unworthy until you get it down to the two-ish range, and then you do the whole process again. So does that make sense, Donna, of exactly how you're going to go about this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I want to do one more caller. We are at an hour. I always run over time. Let's see. Looks like the caller I was going to pick hung up, so maybe she didn't want to do it. So I'm going to just pick one other person, and Donna, I'm going to put you back on mute. And I'm going to do this person. And is this Suzanne? Suzanne? You're on mute. I can't hear you if you put yourself on mute. If not, that's okay. There's somebody else, and I don't know who this person is. So I know we have people on webcast, but I cannot access them on webcast. So, okay, well, that's good. We will we'll tie it up then, since we've got through our material for the day and we did some tapping together. And we're going to – I will post this recording on the membership site. If you cannot access the membership site, please email me because that's where I'm going to be putting all the material. So I definitely want to make sure that you can access the membership site ongoing. So thank you very much for being part of the group, and I hope it all makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, let me know. Like I said, the workbook is going to be a similar format through the rest of the course, so it's good to understand exactly how to use the tables. And that's it. So thanks again, and have a great week, and I will talk to you next week at this same time. Bye-bye.